Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and this is AIR. I thank you very much for listening tonight. I just can't wait to speak to this lady. This was a very last-minute kind of invitation for Shalamata. She is a wonderful healer. She also has a wonderful, wonderful... transmissions. I mean, it's ascending... cosmic pulse, and I'm doing a lousy job in introducing this woman. I'm just so excited to have her on. She is a healer. She does energetic work. She does lots of things. You can get personal sessions with her. She does many other things, meditations and other things. You can check out her website, which is lightworker.com/Shola/. And the link is on my website for bbsradio.com, Abstract Illusions. You can get the link. Shola, I apologize, but I'm just so excited I can't even say what you do, so I'm going to ask you to do it instead. Thank you so much for being on.
Well, it's a pleasure, and hello to everybody that's listening. My name is Shola. And I write a monthly article for the last probably 10 or 11 years now for the website lightworker.com. And my article is called The Ascending Cosmic Pulse. And it's just an overview of the energy that we're currently surfing from my perspective. And I also have an energy healing practice. I've been doing that for about 25 years. And the focal point of my energy work is to help bridge the physical body with the energetics of the subtle bodies. And that's been my passion in working with light workers and star seeds to help them hold their energy when they access higher dimensional light and be able to broadcast that out to support our personal and collective ascension process.
Yes, and the last one you did was really focused on yesterday, which is 999, which is a very powerful gateway or portal, correct?
That's correct, yes. The 999 yesterday was considered a crystalline transmission of sacred feminine light through the central sun and had a very powerful transformative effect on all of the crystals within and around the Earth. And those that were part of the Atlantean history, as well as all of the rocks and crystals that are within the grids. So it maintained a very powerful dynamic shift, an opening, and allowed a lot of higher dimensional light through the central sun that is that beautiful divine sacred feminine light to come through, and it's been felt in the lead up to this particular portal or gateway has been intense. I think everybody will agree that since the June solstice and then the double equinoxes, the double eclipses in July, we've had a very powerful last 3 months, and the triple digit code that we have once a year is always an awakener. And this particular one was incredibly powerful for the individual and, of course, for the planet. So all of us are feeling today lighter. That doesn't mean that there isn't things coming to the surface for review as they have been for the entire year. But it was a very powerful day and one of ceremony and one of honor. And I'm hoping those that are listening are feeling that lightness for the time being anyway.
Well, one thing that I'm talking to a few people that I know, a lot of people, interestingly enough, around 3:30 yesterday felt very tired. Like they had to meditate at that moment. And I thought that was kind of interesting. Myself, it was more at 9:00 in the morning, not in the afternoon, where I knew I had to sit still. And my third eye was throbbing, my crown was throbbing, my heart was throbbing, and it's like, okay, whatever's happening, this is good. But it's very interesting. Is that kind of like when the energy was basically going through?
Well, you know, I don't know if there was a specific moment in time. Those waves, you know, the universe doesn't really have a light switch. We here in the third dimension like to give points in time a linear time, and that's important so that we can focus with our intention and gather in groups, which is always quantumly effective. The energy, actually, of the 999 began several days before, and the high point of it was during the 24-hour period of the 999. Now, each individual is going to feel that energy. Even though the collective is feeling it in a very grand way, the individual is going to feel it in their own personal way, and that's going to be based on several things. That's going to be based on their gender, which would depend, again, on their wiring, where they live, the harmonic signature that the individual has, the cosmic blueprint that the individual has, the wiring, and your individual sensing of energy. So some may have felt it in the morning. I know personally myself, I woke up early yesterday morning feeling really bright. And mm-hmm. I pretty much, you know, felt like that through the whole day. I did a ceremony last night with some amazing, beautiful women here in Victoria. And then was literally felt like I was on fire energetically. And at 3:00 this morning, I was still awake. So again, everybody is going to feel it differently, even just based on your own personal nervous system and how you sense energy. But it was full on all day, and everyone would receive it and then calibrate it individually.
Well, that's understandable. So what else is going to be, is there, I mean, we just also had the full moon, which was also on the 4th, which was a very beautiful moon. A lot of people just thought it was absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
And that really, for me, it really became, it started the focusing period for me to really focus on the last week before here, really focus on the last few things that you really needed to let go of.
Yeah, every full moon that we have, particularly in this year, every full moon is very powerful, and they seem to be accruing the energy of the previous full moon into the next one, so it's like building and building and building. This particular one coming so close to this particular gateway or portal was really like a beacon of shining light into those areas that you may have been already examining, areas where you needed to further go in and scrape and scour, and those last vestiges of parts of you that may have been holding you back. And it allowed a sense of light to really kind of bathe all of the preparation as we mm-hmm. came into the 999. I mean, the transmission of crystalline light coming through the central sun was holding and is continuing to flow and hold that higher frequency of the golden Christ diamond light. And that is that direct impact, that direct connection with the heart, that sacred place in our heart where we hold that beloved, which is ourselves, that chalice. And the divine feminine light has been coming to the planet for years, and that is what is creating a lot of the change and allowing the ascension processes, all of them collectively and personally, to continue. But the sacred feminine light is really helping heal a lot of the wounded feminine that that archetype that has been here and held for so, so many years, thousands of years. And so as that that light from the full moon and then amplified by the 999 with the support of the crystalline matrix and the awakening and the further amplification of the existing crystals and new ones coming on that are now in that bandwidth, it was a very specific time for our physical bodies to have an opportunity to be congruent with a lot of the emotional work that has been occurring in the last several months, particularly around relationships. We hear that word and we think intimate relationships, our husbands, our wives, our family. But the word relationship is really, in the term that we're using it, is with everything that we communicate and connect with. We are in relationship with everything, our body, the earth, our community, our food, our homes, certainly our families, that goes without saying. So the form of relationship that we have and the beliefs that we have been very, very deeply been shone upon, shall we say, over the last several months. And we've been integrating shadow parts and looking and calibrating and reviewing and examining, and things have been coming to the surface, and we've had to stand strong and focused at the same time feeling sometimes pretty weary. But the light that's now here is really shining in support, as it always is, but many of us are feeling that right now. And that's not to say that there isn't going to be further levels, layers coming forward, but this has been a very powerful energy. I use the word pregnant with potential for further integration and recalibration and further manifestation of those potentials that are within all of us.
Right. Now, the energy is still building towards November, isn't it?
Absolutely. The 999, if we look at it numerically, it actually equals 11. If you take the ninth day of the ninth month, that's 18, and you add 2009, so 18 plus the 2 is 20, plus 9 is 29, and take that down to a single digit, 9 and 2 is 11. So this particular transmission has a very specific, unique connection to the 1111. And my perspective of the 1111 and the subsequent 1212 at the end of each year is always an accrual of all of those gateways and portals. But the 1111 has always been, for me, a focal point of the divine feminine, and the 1212 the focal point of the divine masculine. And a very beautiful blending and balancing of the two at the end of the year, allowing us to then move into the next year with balance and going forward again. So this particular transmission, the crystalline energy, the sacred feminine, that Christ consciousness, light, is directly linked to the 1111. So you can consider that the period of now until the 1111 is going to be ripe and rife with further integration and opportunity for working with the divine feminine light, that very powerful frequency, that bandwidth in the very, very depths of the cell in the physical body, and of course then through all of the energy and experiences held in the subtle bodies of the emotional, mental, and spirit body. And our light bodies were the first sort of interjecting point of receiving the light of yesterday's transmission. So our light body is calibrating right now, and some of us are feeling that as it kind of pulses down and is being received by those other subtle bodies and then merging into the physical. So we're in a very flux at the moment. There's a lot going on, and the 1111 will continue to build this energy along with it as well.
Now, since we're in a flux and in the build-up, and is there anything you can suggest to help the audience physically to assist with the integration and acceptance of all the information that's coming at them?
Well, yes. And that's going to be a two-prong approach, at least from my opinion. Over the last several months, my articles have focused on communication, relationships, the shadow parts of ourselves, in preparation for this particular transmission, and of course the other ones that are coming. I mean, we are a continual work in progress. So when we think of communication, we think of, you know, the words that we speak to another, and of course that's one form. But the fundamental point of our communication is with ourselves. And as we become masters, as we are stepping on our path and accepting the roles that we have been and are and will be, the point of our communication must be transparent. And by that I mean the energy must be congruent or match the words that we choose to use. And all of us are familiar with manipulation, passive-aggressive manipulation, where words are used with a meaning that say one thing, but the energy behind them can be extremely different. And as we become more sensitive, we're learning that it's not in mastery if we can't have a congruency there. Because if we consider that our ascension will merge us with the fifth dimension at the ascension point, whenever that is, then we must understand that on the fifth dimension, from everything we've been taught and told, our thoughts manifest our reality immediately. So our thoughts here in the third dimension then are created into the verbal language of words. But if our thought is one thing and the words that we use don't necessarily match, then the reality that we're going to be manifesting when we're in a position to do so would be very skewed and chaotic. So we're being taught in a very powerful way in the schoolroom here on Earth what that communication is. And then that, of course, has a direct, unique, and very powerful connection with relationships, because that first communication is with ourselves. And fundamentally, it's with our body. And all of us know that we can say things, but then the subconscious communication with our body can sometimes be less than excellent. So in working with this energy now, you're going to be looking at your level of communication. Is it congruent? Is it matching words with energy, thoughts with intention? And then your relationship with yourself and any other relationships that you have ongoing, they are changing dramatically. And then the shadow parts of ourselves, which is often considered the ego, or the things that I like to say, you know, we've packed away in the suitcase and sort of stuck under the bed. Well, that suitcase is now open and those clothes are jumping out of that suitcase. And if they're fitting again, then we have to look at, do I want to wear this or do I want to put it away for good? That's what the buildup has been. So now what we can do to be comfortable here in this timing is, first of all, what are we doing physically for our body? So that comes into our foods, our rest, our fuel. Minerals play a vital role in the physical body across the board. They are necessary. They are fundamental aspects of the physical body. They help communicate with the cells. They work with all the systems. So keeping your minerals up, taking lots of good minerals is really important. Obviously, getting rest. Now, when we're going through these big transmissions, our nervous systems often get tweaked. And many, many clients that I see in my healing practice, their nervous systems are at that fight or flight position. You know, they're dialed right up high. And a lot of people have been saying this last few months, they've been feeling a low level of anxiety just sort of underneath the skin of themselves, and not anything specific, but just kind of there. So anything you can do right now that would relax your nervous system. And again, that's going to be very specific and individual. For me, it's a nice warm bath, candles, lavender, some symphonic music, something very soothing. For someone else, it might be a run on the beach. For someone else, it might be a ride on a motorcycle. It doesn't matter. It's what would dial back that nervous system, because the nervous system then has a direct impact on the immune system. And when our energy is kind of all over the place and our immune system function drops a little, then we leave ourselves open. And many of the higher dimensional families of light, the Arcturians and the Pleiadians, that are channeling information to us have been saying for the last 2 years that we really need to focus on our immune systems. Keep them in a really good, high place of service, and then we're not so apt to feel physically drawn. So rest, keeping up your minerals, obviously digestion, finding ways that you can give yourself some space. Most of us have got full plates. I know I certainly do. And there are days where I just wonder, how am I going to get all this done? And it's those days that you have to learn, and I am still trying to learn, to give myself a little bit of time. You know, sometimes just 15-minute cat nap can feel like 4 hours of sleep if it's really deep.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the other thing that's occurring with a lot of people, is their sleep patterns have been dramatically affected, not just in this year, but over several years. It's called one of the ascension symptoms. We like to give labels. But when we're not getting a really deep level of sleep, and we don't let the body get into those deep levels, then the cellular rejuvenation and cellular cleansing doesn't occur, and that has a direct physical impact. So even though we're, as light workers and star seeds, we like to make our focal point our spiritual path and our energy, and it's very important. I'm the first one to say that. We are still physical beings, and when we really look after the physical body, we can hold more of that light. Not only can we access it, but we can hold more of it. And that's really one of the things that we're here to learn to do. So, again, it's going to be individual, but some of it's just basic common sense. Get some rest, drink good water, eat food that's alive, get your protein, try and cut down on things that you know are toxic to your body, get that nervous system to relax a little bit, and try to feel full of the joy of this timing. Because, you know, when we're going through all of this and we know that we chose to be here to do it, you know, we can get kind of wound up with the seriousness of it, and any time that we can just be joyful, that's a good thing for your body across the board, no matter what.
Well, I know that my guides definitely have a very good sense of humor, and if I ever get too wrapped up, shall we say, they always do something to make me laugh. And so it's that, or also have somebody send me a joke or call me with a joke or say, go watch a comedy, just, you know, something, go for a walk outside and just enjoy nature.
Exactly.
For me, every night I go for a walk, and it's just so wonderful to have the beautiful scenery around me and to meet my neighbors and talk to people and just be out and enjoy life and seeing it really happening. I tend to be in my home probably too much, and they really, during the last several months, they really have said, no, you can stay home. And I feel like a lot of people are kind of, like you said, being subscribed, just really hermit mode. And how much longer is this hermit mode really going to be going on?
Well, I mean, if we consider hermit mode as a way of coping with the energy, well, this energy is not going to stop, and it's certainly going to level off for, I would say, a few days. But we're building to the fall equinox or the spring equinox in the southern hemisphere. So, you know, we're building to another big event in the next, less than 2 weeks. So this energy is going to continue to climb. You know, 10 years ago, we would have a big event like a triple code digit transmission of some sort.
Right.
And we'd feel the build, and then it would level out for quite a while, and then it would build again, and it would level out. Well, we don't have that anymore. We are on a steady climb, and it levels out, or it feels like it's leveling out because of our ability to integrate and calibrate that. But it is a steady incline, and it's going to continue. So whatever you do to make yourself feel that you're not in hermit mode will work. And again, it's going to speak to your own individual personality. It's going to speak to how you like to communicate with others. You know, last night I was with this amazing group of women, and women love to get together and just communicate. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's men listening to this, as I'm sure there are, you know, that might not be what they would want to do. But if they do, good. But sometimes just changing your perspective can be going for a walk. I love listening to opera, so that's a very quiet, personal one-on-one thing that works for me. I love going for walks. I love laying in the sun when I get an opportunity. I like working with flowers. All whatever it is, but it's never going to be just one thing. And as the energy changes, so will the tools that we use to allow us to integrate into it. Our physical body has been really, really feeling these transmissions, particularly this last 3 months. You know, lots of people are having infections and sore throats and physical body pain, headaches, you know, neck and back pain, muscle cramps, feeling a level of fatigue that was beyond, you know, adrenal or thyroid things.
Right.
So, again, I'm not saying don't address your physical, but if the physical is a little low to begin with and we're dealing with this energy, it can amplify whatever's there. So when our physical life force is up high, you know, the greater our life force, the greater our light. And the greater our light, the more lighter we feel. So we are going to go through these ebbs and flows, and it's important to not feel that you're the only one. So many times I'll work with somebody in a session, and they'll say, oh, I thought it was just me. And I'll go, no, girl. You're not alone in this one. And that's what we do. Sometimes we're looking so deeply at our own stuff, we think it's just us. And it's not just us. And sometimes just being in a group where that's expressed lightens it up for us. So there's lots of different ways, but it's all, whatever works is right. If it leaves you feeling less balanced, then calibrate that and change it, shift it up a little bit. There's no right or wrong really in anything that we are doing. There's no right and wrong. That's just a polarized position of perspective. In terms of energy, there's no right and wrong.
I totally agree with you. Now, since there are so many healers out there, if they are feeling a little out of whack and they can't seem to really do it in such a way, and they're looking for assistance, I mean, is that a good thing, or is that is it good for people to get somebody to help them get through a rough spot?
Absolutely. I mean, none of us are islands unto ourselves. You know, we're all here together, connected, and we're all in this together. And, you know, the word healer, I take a little bit of exception to that. I know we give labels, and, you know, there really are truly no healers. Mm-hmm. The healer is the individual who's receiving some sort of energy support or a system or assistance from another. And they are then integrating that into their body, if it's the physical body or the subtle bodies, and it is now then allowing them to become more congruent with their wiring or their energetic signature or whatever the case may be. So all of us, myself included, have to get reconnected from time to time, have to get work done. I need to have massage. I work with a beautiful healer that does a lot of electrical rewiring, because physically I jam up, energetically I can pull in too much. often what happens with those of us that are, a little fast-tracked and we can bite off more of things than we can chew, which is we're all capable of doing that, and we get excited. We can access a little bit too much energy, and then our physical body goes, whoa, and it can jam a little bit, and that can be a lot of the symptoms I was just mentioning. And so sometimes you can clear it yourself, and other times you need to get help. And we're all here with our own unique, specific gifts, and whatever that is, if you need support, and if you are, I do say, and I do this for myself, if I'm feeling at a position, at a place where my energy's low or physically I'm not feeling quite up to par, then I usually won't work with people. I'll give myself 2 or 3 days or whatever I need to just focus that energy on myself so that I've got a full pot, if you will, if I'm working with someone else. And during that time, I get to go to someone whose pot is full and, calibrate mine back up again. That's the beauty of understanding that we're all connected and we're all doing this in our own unique way, but we're all, we're all drinking from the same pool of energy.
Right. Now, in choosing, and I mean, there is a lot of people out there right now who are channeling information and giving us a lot of insight, and a lot of them are very similar in many respects. Do you feel there is a process that if you read something, and a big lesson for me, and we were talking earlier, is discernment and understanding that if it doesn't resonate with you, it's okay to let it go.
Absolutely. Years and years and years ago, I was at a workshop with Steve Rother, who's actually the creator of Lightworker.com. And, the words that he used just really spoke to me. But the message was something I understood, as everybody did. But there are so many people receiving information. He's a channel, Lee Carroll. I mean, there's so many really well-known, beautiful, high heart-centered, clear channels. But what we have to understand that no matter how clear the channel, it is still coming through the filter of that human individual's experiences to give it a point of reference. So that being understood, there can be many different flavors of the same truth coming through many different people. So what I do, because I'm on several lists and I get lots of emails per day, I'll scan a message. And often you'll find the same thread of truth, slightly different flavor, maybe a different wording here and there, but the same thread of truth running through. And that's what I look for. Mm-hmm. And then I know, yeah, this is resonating with me. One thing, in these very, very powerful times of transmission and spiritual light coming to the planet, it can and does throw people, whether they're massage therapists, channels, energy healers, doesn't matter, working in a bank, it doesn't matter. It can throw people a little off. And those that are channels have an even greater responsibility because they are accessing that energy and information for another. And what I have seen, even as recently as in the last 2 weeks, where people can go into their ego. And it can mean that they just might not be handling the energy that they're accessing, or the energy is bringing up some old stuff that they might not be looking at because of some blocks or what have you. But any time you get an energy healing session or channeling or a reading or whatever we want to call it, if it doesn't speak to you in an empowering, uplifting way, even if the subject is something that has a bit of a draw to it, something that you've been doing that might not have been in your highest or whatever the case may be, if the message doesn't give you an empowered position to move forward from, then I would weigh that very carefully as something that's not something that you would want to hold. If someone's channeling a higher being and they're telling you that so-and-so is bad person or this person has got bad energy and you need to, you know, that kind of thing. You know, personally, I would look at that as saying, I don't know where that's coming from, but that doesn't feel like a higher dimensional message to me. And I would then just take whatever from that message was resonating for me at that moment, and I would leave the rest. And I remember Steve said, in any workshop that you attend, and not just Steve has said this, I mean, many, many good, beautiful teachers on this planet have said this, whatever I say to you at the beginning of this workshop, you don't have to believe. Mm-hmm. Just take what is feeling as your truth. And, you know, we can feel inside our body when something is our truth, even if we might not have heard it spoken in that specific way. We know. And as we awaken more, our monitor of truth becomes even more tuned. So we know when we're receiving truth, whether it's we're reading it or hearing it or seeing it or whatever the case may be, and if something in you goes, I don't know, then just don't judge it. Just know that it's not your flavor of the truth. It might be somebody else's and perfect timing for them. And move on. Let it go.
And it's also a perfect time to start really learning or honing your skills with discernment and understand that you might be getting advisement or healing or something, and that person might be just having a little bit of an off day. And I have talked to many people, and one day they're right on, they're resonating so high, and then the next day, you know, they broke a nail, and it just threw them completely off. And it just everything in... If you get that, just, I've done that to many, many, actually psychics, friends of mine. It's like, okay, I'm not feeling your clearest best. Is this a bad time? Or would you mind centering yourself? Readjusting. And for the most part, they appreciate it because they will literally say, you're right, I'm a little, just give me half a second, let me, you know. And it goes for the people getting the reading. If you're really in an off day, be open to what the person is saying and don't take it the wrong way because you're having a bad day.
Well, if you can stay out of, I mean, if you're working with people, one of the things that we're all taught in the very beginning is to get out of your ego, to get out of the way, to get the little self out of the way, whatever you call it. And that's the trick. And if you are a little off, if you're picking it up a little on the fractured side and someone has the courage to point that out to you, good. Great. Of course. Listen. And if it's done in a way that you can hear it, all the better. And this is something that we're learning in terms of communication. Again, it comes back to that because in our families, you know, in our very personal, intimate relationships, this is where we see the breakdown of communication that becomes quite manipulative happen. And when we can get out of the ego, get out of that posturing of being polarized and she said, he said, I've got to be right, I'm perfect, you're wrong, all of it, then when our communication becomes more transparent and congruent, of course then we can hear our own truth and the truth of others coming to us much easier as well. And there's less of that need to say, girl, you're not doing it today, you know? And if you have to say that, then they'll know that you're coming from a place of empowerment. So this kind of exercise of understanding the shadow parts of ourselves, and let's talk about the shadow parts. I mean, it's not just in this moment. We've been working with those for years. And if we think about it, if we stand in the light, there's always, we cast a shadow, and that shadow represents the hidden or our lower nature. And some of us don't like to think that we have a lower nature, but we do. We're here. We're human. We've come to be schooled in what it's like to have that polarized life and understanding and looking at things. And we can consider it the ego or the alter ego. And it can contain negative programming and suppressed emotions and jealousy and anger and greed and all of those things. And we are all capable of bringing those parts of ourselves up for examination. You know, sometimes light workers and star seeds like to put on the rosy glasses and pretend that they are just above that. Well, those parts are in us. And as we move towards 2012 and what we're considering to be the timing of the ascension, it's about mastery. The ascension is our mastery of all those parts of ourselves, bringing all of those aspects into wholeness, into being, into oneness. And those parts or those masks can be all of those wonderful, rosy, good, heartfelt, sacred parts of ourselves, and they can also be the other. And it's just a matter of bringing light into all of them. No judgment.
It's allowing and acceptance. And forgiveness.
Yeah, transmuting, transforming, we're the hidden parts of ourselves, we're revealing those old parts all the time. And, you know, I'll admit, some of them are harder to swallow than others, but we're never given more of that part of ourselves in awareness and consciousness than we can transmute or we can cope with. And there's so many dispensations available now in the beautiful ascended masters and the goddesses that are available to support us. But you mentioned Archangel Michael earlier, Saint Germain, Archangel Metatron, beloved Mary Magdalene, beloved Mother Mary, Yeshua. I mean, we can go on. And then the Starseed Alliance families, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Andromedans. I mean, we just have a litany of support. The Earth Realm Guidance, the Devakin Elemental Kingdoms, and now, of course, even more, the crystals. I mean, many of us have been working with crystals for years and years and years, but now they're even awakening more into consciousness, and they'll be even more of a tool and support to us here. So we have such a grand level of support, whether we see or not, and this is another area where light workers and star seeds can get tripped up because we have a tendency to compare what our gifts are or what we've termed them not to be with that of another. And so someone can see energy and someone can only hear it and someone can only feel it. And then those that can't feel it, they feel bad because they can't see it and yada, yada. But we all have our innate ability to interpret, intuit, and understand energy and what that energy and the wisdom of it is. And it's just simply a matter of getting out of our way of what we project it and expect it to be and just let it be what it is.
And really embrace it and celebrate all the gifts and abilities that you do have.
Yeah, celebrate. That's
with great appreciation.
Yeah, I like that word, celebrate.
Because I have noticed that there are people who, if they're not clairvoyant, they keep saying, I want to be clairvoyant. I want to see, you know, the angel standing right in front of me. Well, you know, not all angels want to be seen in that way. So it's not a judgment against you.
Exactly. And then the other thing is we project sight in terms of energy by the way that we use our physical sight. And seeing energy isn't necessarily with the human eye.
No.
Because the human eye takes in information and energy, a wisdom, light, and then that gets sent to the brain. And the brain then creates the pictures and so on and so forth. So many times you see with your inner vision or your third eye, which has nothing to do with your physical eyes. There are people that see energy physically with the physical eyes, but what I have found personally for myself and in working with so many others, as you open up and give permission for that inner vision, it becomes such a second nature that when you see with your inner vision, it's like seeing with your physical eyes, and it's very hard to differentiate after a while. But in the beginning, people often expect to see as we do with our physical eyes, that everything has form, everything is solid, everything takes shape, and that's not always the case. So again, it's a perspective.
And it really is, you know, that's where you got to remember, you're in human form. And that's that human filter that the guidance is giving you what you can handle. They don't want to overload your system, and it is a building up and really developing that third eye, as you said, and really understanding that.
Exactly. A lot of us get really, really excited when we start feeling these new surges of energy coming to the planet or around us. And sometimes we will, you know, spin a little bit too fast for what our physical body can really hold. And when that happens, you know, usually our physical body will let us know, and we'll have some symptoms, and we'll have to, you know, calibrate a little bit. But one of the biggest important things is understanding that we are all physical first and foremost. Now, are we human beings with an angelic aspect? Yes. Were angels having a human experience? Yes. But the vehicle that we chose is the most amazing, incredible, complex, magical, just transcended form of perfection, these bodies of ours. And what we're asking these bodies to do, without even blinking an eye, is to hold the status quo when we are surfing galactic waves of frequency, not sleeping, allowing our nervous systems to be dialed up to 10, allowing our immune systems to fall a little bit, allowing our food to not necessarily be of the highest in terms of mineral content and life force. And we're just saying to our body, well, what do you mean you can't catch up? What do you mean you can't keep up? And these bodies are doing just a tremendous service to us. And they are changing. Our DNA holds, according to Lee Carroll, who is the channel for Cryon, I read a while back that they brought through that our DNA holds the Akashic records for our personal experiences that we've had in other lifetimes. And that's held in our body. So that's held in the energy of our DNA. And our cells, the billions of our cells, communicate. They are conscious. And, you know, a cell in your toe knows what the cell in your brain or at the top of your head is doing. So there's this unique matrix of actually a crystalline communication going on. And yesterday's transmission is reawakening even the crystals in the physical body. If you look at your blood under a very high powerful microscope, you'll see crystals. There are many crystalline forms in our body. Even the openings to the cell often take on the sacred geometry forms. So our physical bodies really are a temple. And all of the ascended masters and beautiful guides and supports that we have are giving us energy support. But it's really up to us to understand that when we look after our physical body, we can access and hold more of all of that light that we are wanting so desperately, because it awakens the memories of why we wanted to be here in the first place. So working and understanding your physical body is really, really important. And all of us from time to time push it. I'm front of the line when it comes to doing that. But at the same time, keeping some of those major systems in a good place will serve you really, really well as we are going to be surfing even more intense waves.
So with all that being said, and seeing how we have about 5 minutes left, I wanted to ask you to talk a little bit about your healing sessions that you do, which to me sound awesome. And also, you have some things coming up. You have some workshops or something coming up?
I do. I'm happy to speak about both of those things. First of all, I have a colleague that I work with over the last year and a half or so. His name is Denis Hiestand. And several years ago, he wrote a book called Electrical Nutrition. And he is an amazing, very beautiful healer. And he works with the electrical wiring of the body. Now, I've been doing that in a different way, but in a different different way, but in a similar way. And when we met, it was like, wow, I really respect what you're doing, and so on and so forth. So we, from time to time, will teach a workshop called Your Electric Body and Vibrant Health. And what it is teaching electrical nutrition from the physical perspective and then from the energetic perspective. So that kind of moves into my healing practice. My work has always been, for the last 20 years, to bridge the physical with the energetic. So you can understand where electrical nutrition has spiked my passion and interest, because it's something I've been working with for several years. And in my own history, I got quite ill two or three years ago, and had to make some dramatic changes and let go of some very hard-held righteous beliefs, and electrical nutrition helped me. So I have a great personal interest in this as well. But my practice helps bridge the physical with the energetics. So I am able to scan the body. I am able to interpret energy, see energy that might be stuck in the physical body, and then work to see where that might be held in the emotional, mental, and spirit bodies. I do work with higher dimensional family of light, the Arcturians in particular, and Archangel Michael and Saint Germain and Magdalene in particular, to see where there's energy held within the light body and within the emotions and in the spirit body, and then working holographically where we can shift some of the emotion that might be held in an experience away, or the charge that might be held. And again, this would be speaking to the wiring, so on and so forth. So I work with Mr. Hestan from time to time, and I'm also going to be teaching a workshop in London in November called Entering the Hologram of the Goddess. And that's going to be working and understanding, in particular, the Magdalene energy that's on the planet, and healing that wounded feminine archetype, and honoring what it truly is to hold that sacred feminine from a goddess perspective as we work as women. And again, that's not just a gender issue, the divine feminine, but entering the hologram of the goddess will be taught in London in November, and then a week after that doing another electrical nutrition and electric body vibrant health with Mr. Hestan. So lots of exciting things coming up, but all of them, my passion is to help people work not just with their energy, but work with their energy and the physical, because when both are in a good place, you can do more with both. And that's fundamentally the bridge that I like to walk upon.
So if they want to contact you, is Shella at lightworker.com the best way to contact you?
That's right. Shella at lightworker.com. I am in the process of getting my own website up, and that will be www.shalamata.com. But for now, Shala at lightworker.com. You can contact me if you want to be on my mailing list, if you want information about the upcoming workshops, if you're interested in private session with myself. I also book sessions for Mr. Hestan in Canada. If you're interested in working with him, I can arrange that as well. So yeah, contact me at my email address, and I'd be happy to answer questions and be of service in any way that I can.
And with that, Shala, it has been an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show today. I hope to have you on again very, very soon. Amazing energy, amazing information, and a blessing to us all. So I thank you very much for being on the show.
I very much appreciate it, and I want to thank you. It was an honor to be on with you as well. And it was just great, and I just love the fact that you're taking the time to make the space available for people like myself and get this word out there. And it was an honor and a pleasure. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Spirit tells me who to get on, and all I can do is say, oh, yeah, that would be fun. And immediately after reading this, especially this last one with everything going on, it was just like, oh, yeah, I've got to get her on. So again, thank you for writing the wonderful articles and letting us know what's going on and kind of calming our nervous system down so we can move forward. So,
well, thanks.
Next week.
It's my pleasure.
Oh, thank you. It's awesome. And Again, Shala at lightworker.com is a way to
correct.
Get in touch with her. So yeah. Until then, this is Jennifer Hellman. If you would like to get in touch with me, my website is angelsintuition.com. And with that, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and information. Until next time, many blessings and good night.